NBC's Saturday Night Live wraps up its 42nd season this weekend, and what a season it has been.
Back to James Comey. Your staff has been insisting all week that you didn't fire him because of his Russian investigation.
No, I did.
Wait, what?
I fired him because of Russia. I thought he's investigating Russia. I don't like that. I should fire him.
Alec Baldwin's impersonation of Donald Trump have gotten under the president's skin. Trump has called the show a hit job, but late-night TV fans frankly have loved it. Joining us is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Hey, so ratings are way up, something like 20% this year. It's probably that Trump bump. How do you grade SNL this year?
Oh, well, I think they've done a great job. And it hasn't just been the fact that they've had a great Trump impression in Alec Baldwin. The writing's been really sharp, too.
Well, the media also loves to talk about Melissa McCarthy's portrayal of Sean Spicer. And here she was again last week. She was lurking in the bushes as Sean Spicer. And then she bursts into the press briefing room and takes the lectern from Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Let's do this. First question, Michelin Man. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Glenn.
Yes, some people are saying that based on President Trump's tweets that he is unhinged. Would you agree?
Oh, my God. Glenn, do I come to your job and slap the 7 or 8 hot dogs out of your mouth? You're really going to ask me that? This is offensive. If he's crazy, he's crazy like a fox with mental problems.
You know, first of all, poor Glenn Thrush at the New York Times, although I guess I'm sure he loves it. But look, there's been a lot of talk that, hey, Sean Spicer may not be around that much longer. Trump has talked about either moving him out of the public eye or firing him altogether. At least there's been inklings of that. What does SNL do without that Spicer punchline?
Well, first of all, we know that Trump loves making his subordinates feel unsure about their tenures. So he often makes people feel like they're on the verge of being fired. So I who knows if he's going to be gone. But I think they can regurgitate this Spicer character whenever they want. Now, he's played by Melissa McCarthy, who is not a regular cast member. That impression, I think, was kind of a surprise. When she first did it, no one knew it was coming. And certainly no one expected that a woman would be the person they would tap to play Sean Spicer. So it was really impressive. It also, though, shows that SNL's best impressions, I think, throughout this whole election season have been by people who are not regular cast members for the most part. Kate McKinnon has been great as Kellyanne Conway and as our Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. But otherwise, it's been Larry David as Bernie Sanders. It's been Alec Baldwin as President Trump. And now Melissa McCarthy is Sean Spicer.
Well, there has been some criticism of SNL and late night in general that it's ridiculing conservatives and getting too much fun out of it, and that maybe that's adding to some of the resentment that Trump actually capitalized on to win. Do you think that's fair?
Well, I think, number one, they make fun of who's in power, and the Republicans are in power right now, and there is no denying that the chaos of the White House has captivated the nation. So to expect one of TV's leading outlets for satire to ignore that or not capitalize on that, I think, is unfair. Also, I have this theory that different kinds of media draw people of different political persuasions. So the late night satire field, the audience seems to be more liberal. So they're speaking to the interests of their audience, too.
One of the show's biggest stars, and this has nothing to do with politics, Bobby Moynihan, is leaving. We know him as Drunk Uncle, and here he is opining on Halloween.
People don't even trick or treat anymore, Colin. You know, when I was a kid, monsters were men. It was just Ghost, Goblin, Frankenstein, Lagoon Man, Communist Dracula. Nowadays, it's just trick or treat. Can you put some goji berries in my Dropbox, please?
Oh, man. Moynihan has been around for a long time, the second longest tenured actor currently on SNL, but he has a new show.
Yeah, he has a show on CBS called Me, Myself, and I, and it's really interesting. It's basically centered on this guy, and it shows his life in three iterations: when he was a kid, when he was a middle-aged adult, and when he is a senior citizen. In a future time, the middle-aged adult lives in modern times in 2017. And Moynihan plays the middle-aged guy. Moynihan is one of those utility player guys, you know. He's always in the right place at the right time. He hasn't had a lot of breakout characters that he's created. You know, we heard one of them. But there's this theory that once you're on the show for about 4 seasons, you've got enough capital in the comedy world that you can go off and do your own thing. So certainly he's earned his stripes and he's ready to go on to something else.
So predictions for SNL next season?
Well, I think what they have to do is focus on keeping the writing sharp. I think it's easy to get distracted by the fact that they have these great impressions, but what really made them work was great sketches. So what I'm hoping we'll see is that they will not get distracted or overuse these really great impressions that they've gotten from these really great performers.
Okay, NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure.